Hi, everyone. Welcome to the TimingResearch.com Analyze Your Trade show, episode number 104 for December 3rd, 2019. We are recording this at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. My name is David Kosmeter. I am the creator of TimingResearch.com, and today we will be discussing your trade ideas. So over the last couple days, about 30 people submitted up to 5 symbols each, and I put the list together of the symbols we're going to try to talk about today. If you're subscribed, you should have gotten the list in your email before about an hour ago, but so we're going to get through as many of those as we can. And today I've arranged for Jim Kenny to be back to moderate, and Harry Boxer is here to join us. So we're gonna be talking with him, and Jim is moderating, so I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Jim.
Thanks, David. Harry Boxer is with us today, and we're very fortunate to have him because he's going to be able to share with you some of his techniques and his methodologies on trying to pick winners in this market. Before we get started, though, Harry, could you give a quick background on yourself and a little bit about your company?
Yeah, thetechtrader.com is a 19-year stock analysis website with a trading room, continual live webinars all day, evening wrap-up videos, weekend webinars. I have a lot of things that I provide for my people. I'm a former Wall Street technical analyst. I've done it for 3 different firms back in the 70s and 80s, and then active trader for many years. I'm going to be 73 next week from today. So I've done this for, believe it or not, 55 years, a long time. But I have a website that I think, and my technique I also believe is superior to anybody out there in terms of technical analysis. Using intraday 1-minute charts, wrote a book called Profitable Day in Swing Trading. You can see it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. And I'd love to show you some of my techniques today, for example. And you'll be, and I highly suggest you come into my room for a couple weeks for free, no credit card. Just go to, here's my front page right there. Click where it says sign up for free, and you'll have 2 weeks for free with no credit card. You'll be able to see what we do every day. And a lot of people tell me they make at least a year's worth of money to pay for a year's worth of fees for my site in the trial period. So it should be interesting. It's a nice place with a lot of nice people. But for today's viewpoint, I'd like to give you my analysis on some of your requests, and then I'll show you some of the stuff that I had to do, some of my watch list stocks, some of my swing trades.
That'd be great. And again, signing up for free just makes so much sense. Because you're getting a lot of great research, information, et cetera, and you get a free look at it before you have to do any signing up. And I'm sure after you look at it, you know, many people are more than happy to sign up, that's for sure. Okay, let's start out with the Barma stock that's head of the list, Heron Therapeutics, and its symbol is HRTX. On a down tape, a red tape, this thing was actually had a green number. So what do you see here, Harry?
Well, you know, I'm a big believer in trends, and I always look for stocks that are breaking out of bases or breaking out of key, you know, consolidation ranges. Here's a stock that was a beauty. We traded it actually back in 2018 when it ran from 17 up to 42 or so, and it cracked right there. That was the stop. You can see that a massive decline in 3 major waves took place, and then a multi-month base with a couple tops in that zone. This is the key breakout when it got to 22. And recently, it had some news and it's been ramping. A little bit overextended short term. I think the measured move from there to there kind of equates to there and there. So you may get a pullback at some point short term. Biotechs are a little overcooked. But if it does get, it does have momentum, and if it does extend, I would be an exiting in the 28, 8.25, 8.5 range up there, because I believe at that point you're going to get a more serious pullback, and you might be doing it from this kind of an angle. Now, I always go charts, tops, and bottoms. So if this is the angle there, maybe you got a lot of room to run in this puppy. Mm-hmm. It could take it all the way up past 28.5 into the low to mid 30s, where secondary resistance lies across that level. But it's a bullish chart, no question.
Yeah, and this is probably part of the Russell Index with financials and pharma biotech being a big part of the Russell. It might explain why the Russell had such a big move last week. Huh?
Yep, I agree. There's a lot of junior. Well, it's not just that. A lot of junior and small cap stocks really had big pops and runs, and I've been trading some of them very well.
All right. Okay, the next one on the docket is Tesla, which you know, some people hate, some people love. It's had a pretty good size run here and stalled out a little bit around 360 and change. And what do you see here in Tesla? Is this thing going to get back on the bicycle, or does it look like it's,
it's seen a run? Here's a problem with Tesla. You go back 2 years, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, now a 6th top. In that 360 85 zone up here at that 25 point range. I never like when I see off of a top a gap down like this at losing 22 points that we had a week ago, right in that range here. That usually signifies a trend change, particularly when it comes with bigger volume. See that gap and see the big red bar? And it has not been able to recover until and if Tesla gets back above that and back into the gap. We'd have to take out 345 with energy for me to think that's reestablished a trend. And then it could take a run at the highs, about 375.80. But looking at the overall pattern, this is a 1, 2, 3, and this may be wave 4. Wave 4 could last a while. It may be this. You may be, in terms of the long-term pattern on Tesla, looking at that as your long-term chart. And as a result, then the reason why it's having a problem up here is not only is there prior highs up here, but this, it's also the top of what could be a new important rising channel. Now, sometimes it's going to take some time. It may need some time to develop a longer consolidation like it had here before it takes a big leg up. What I'm getting at is you may pull back, if, especially if the market does, in the 295 to 307 zone, at which point it's a much better buy. I don't believe it's going to fill the gap. I think it's going to get down in that 295-305 range. And then I'm looking at a run up to 375 and over 400.
Yeah, the analysts are torn on this one. Some analysts are saying, 4,450, and others are saying 200, you know?
Exactly. So, but I would keep my stop here. This, no question, I don't want this under 309, 310. And quite frankly, short term, 327.8 is support.
So keep it on a tight leash if you're working short term.
Right.
All right. This next company is CBS, kind of like Viacom. People thought that there was some value to this thing when it was down in the low area. And they did have a little bit of a pop from 35 up towards about 40. Now it seems to be rolling over. Do we see something happening here?
Well, this is what I tell my people every day in my site. There's no reason to try to bottom pick. There's no reason to buy a stock in a downtrend. There's no reason, period, when there's hundreds of stocks in rising channels similar to that. And I show you to them every day. Dozens of day trades, hundreds of stocks in good long-term trends. So if the trend is your friend, why are you trying to pick a bottom in this stock? Particularly now where you see a double bottom that was broken and now snapping back to it. Every technical analyst knows that broken support becomes resistance. You're at resistance now. Maybe if it pops through here, your next target is 45. Beyond that, 54, 55. But there's a lot of resistance on this stock, and there's so many other stocks, even in that group, that look better. Why would you want to pick a stock that's in a downtrend and only halfway back into the channel? It may have, it may fail in that zone and roll over and go down 34 or lower. Longer term look always gives me a better feel for it. And one of the things that is in its plus is there's a long, long, long-term support range right there. But it even broke that. So I'm not optimistic about, I'm not negative on CBS other than to say that right now that's for a stock that's come down that much. That's a fairly unimpressive rally, in my opinion, and it might be a bear flag. Just be careful.
Yeah, the attractiveness to Viacom and CBS is their PE ratios are 5 and 6, which means the stocks are cheap by definition of PE ratio. But what you're saying is cheap PE does not necessarily mean a good buy.
You know what they say? It's a good time to buy a bad stock and a bad time to buy a good stock. And I look at the last 2-3 days in this stock. I'm coming down on volume. I'm not a CBS fan.
Yeah, they both seem to look like they need a knight in shining armor to yank them into the new millennium as far as the way content is processed and distributed.
Okay, but see, you're talking fundamentals. I'm a technical analyst.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying there are some people out there who might want to know a little bit about why anybody would want to buy a stock like this if it doesn't look that good, and it would be because they're junkyard buying.
Well, I don't, that's something I never do.
Right. This is the leaser of the gold, and this one had a big run up and then a pullback, and now it's trying to get on the bicycle. This is Royal Gold, and like I say, it's a very popular stock to a lot of people who want to get exposure to the leasing of the gold.
Well, I can tell you this. I've been a Royal Gold fan follower for 10 years. How many gold stocks look like this? We've had some pretty big drops down in gold over the years, and then some rallies and then pullbacks. But this one's been a steady uptrend since 2000. This is 20 years now. If you look at it, this has been an uptrend, other than when gold's got whacked in 2016. But even then, left shoulder head and a right shoulder with an upsloping shoulder line and neckline. Now, one of the reasons I think it hit bottom here, pull back, is that it had, 12, 13, 15 days in a row up, hit that line, and backed off in a three-wave corrective. I love Royal Gold. It's one of my favorite gold stocks, period. And it's the leader in the gold sector. There aren't any, how many gold stocks are trading at 120? Not many. This is premier gold stock, period. I think if the gold market does what my associate, Avi Gilbert, over at Elliott Wave Trader, who's an expert in gold and commodities, thinks that we're maybe on the verge of a generational move up in precious metals in the next couple, 3 years. And he thinks gold could go to 5,000. This stock could be $300-$400 a share.
Something to definitely keep an eye on. This next one here is Roku. Roku's been all over the place. It went all the way down to about $100. Well, started out the 52 weeks at 26, jumped all the way up here to 176, then back to $100, then back to 160 and change. And now it's at 144. So it's been not a stable ride. Huh?
Well, it was over here. When it went from 24 to 175 in less than a year.
Yep.
From December to September, we're talking 10 months, about six-fold increase. Now, when it got smacked here and formed that little bear wedge in here, this is what I call a little bear wedge. And the first thing I look for a short sale is when a stock breaks off of a high and forms a little weak pattern on low volume. See the volume down here? We went short. I issued a short on Roku at 150. We had a target at 120 and 95. Look what it hit here. 98 was the low. Bottom line is it reversed. It reversed here with volume, and it ran up and flagged. It ran up and then rolled over. This is a very, very choppy stock right now and extremely volatile. I think Wall Street likes it, but long in the tooth, when a stock goes from 24 to 175, you're bound to get this kind of sloppiness. What my current thoughts are, you must stop this under 132. That's the 50-day moving average. That's lateral price support. There's also a gap there. And the trend line. All four things come into play here. You cannot be in Roku if it drops under 130.32, but it's vulnerable to 117 and lower. Now, on the other side of the coin, today was an inside day, meaning that the entire range of today's trading was within the range of the other day, and there's a gap. So what you look for in Roku is a move over 147 to fill the gap to get up to 160 for a trade, and if it holds it in that area, backs and fills or something, then I'm looking for 180 and a new all-time high, or at least a test of the all-time high at 176.55.
So there could be quite a bit of activity in this one, huh?
Yeah, boy, talk about a volatile stock.
All right, this next one is Visa. We got everybody doing holiday shopping, and it's been able to hold most of its gains. Went from 121 this year to 187, still hanging around the 182 area, despite the red tape out there. It's a green number today, slightly. What are we thinking here about Visa?
Well, okay, you got a stock that's in a monster long-term trend. It's a Wall Street darling, meaning that hundreds of funds own this stock.
Exactly.
I'm not, number one, a fan of market favorites. I'm not a fan. I like undiscovered things that are running that nobody knows about yet. I want to sell to institutions. I want to sell to the excited traders. You know, I have a favorite expression, when the ducks are quacking, feed the ducks. Meaning that the bottom line is when people are clamoring for something, it's usually after it's had a big run, and that's the time to sell. I don't like this left shoulder head, weak right shoulder pattern. Now, it could be a coil or it could be a top. You'll know more if it breaks through there. You must stop Visa under 167.8. Underneath that, it'll turn into crap. On the other side of the coin, on a long-term basis, looks like 205 in that range, give or take 5 points, is my intermediate target if it breaks out above that range.
And if we break the 3150 that it established on the S&P, you'd think that this would participate in that move if it happens.
Well, it depends on how narrow the move is and who's participating. Yeah.
I mean, if it's a blue chip type thing and the fund, you know, the major funds are going, this is a top 10 holding in most every fund, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, on the mirrors of the S&P. All right, this next guy here is Next Era Energy. And as we were talking before the meeting, that a lot of people are getting pretty hyped up on energy. What is this electric utility, I guess?
Yeah, this is not an energy stock as much as it is a utility.
Well, it's a utility. And of course, that's been a big defensive move this year. And this stock has definitely been on the run as people have plowed into those utilities to get that yield and safety in their mind. So what is it telling us now?
I'm going to tell you something right now, that if the utility index, which I've been watching, which broke its intermediate one-year channel the other day here and then rallied back weekly, I'm telling you that utilities could roll over and confirm the rest of the market if we get a lousy market, or they'll just continue to hold that trend line, which is now widened, and then move up. In which case, a stock like NEE, which is a definite market leader in utilities. Look at this chart. It's gone from 31 to 235.45, whatever the high was, to 238, 39, to almost 240. It's long in the tooth, but the trend is your friend. Again, it's another example of a market favorite, heavily institutionally held. For me, though, I'm stopping this under 217, period.
The utilities, are making a living off of the rates dropping and the expectations that they could continue to drop. That's for sure.
Yep.
You know, REITs and utilities were big, two big sectors earlier in the year.
I just don't favor high price stocks.
Right. And it's obviously it's already had a significant move. AWAR, is that it? ARWR, I'm sorry. ARWR.
Okay, this is one of my biggest winners of the year. I've been an Arrowhead since it broke out here. You can see the stair step. First, it broke out of the base, flagged. But this time, it went through resistance right across here. And that's where we got long. And that was around 9 or 10. And I had targets all the way up, 15, 20, 25, 30. It just kept going until I told all my people yesterday. I'm sorry, I think it was two days ago, when the stock hit 73, I think. Since we were in it since it's 9 or 10 and it never broke support, I'm concerned about how overbought it is. And sure enough, the next day, the secondary. But I'm very impressed with today's action, I must say. Because usually when a stock is that high and they do a secondary, they whack it. Well, they did for a few hours, but take a look at this recovery intraday on Arrowhead today. Pretty impressive. Took it all the way down to 60, ran it up to 72, pulled it back a little bit, but net on the day after a secondary was issued, it was up 5.33, and that's fantastic. Look, I don't know how high this thing goes, but I could tell you there is resistance up here in the 75.8 and the 78.80 range, which is why I told people caution. But should this break through 80, you can see 95, 100, even 120 or more. Hell, it's a terrific momentum, but I would use today as low as a stopping point. Under 60, sayonara.
You put some weight into the concept that the 200-day moving average is 100% lower than the current price or more?
No.
No? It doesn't concern
I think the 200-day moving average is older than the hills, and nobody I know who's an institutional trader or hedge fund pays any attention, unless they're in a long-term position, to 200-day moving averages, because they're so far away, usually from price. It's ludicrous. Use the 50.
Yeah, I'm just saying, if you get, like on this one, the 200-day is at 28, you're trading at almost 70 or so, is the likelihood increased, or it's not a factor at all that it could have some kind of a pullback, like Apple 200 days at 207, it traded at 270.
Again, I think, and this is my personal opinion, I would completely, totally ignore the 200-day moving average. What I would look at, this red dotted line here, is the 50-day, much more important. And institutional traders pay attention to the 50-day moving averages, not 200 days. So take my word for it. Support on Arrowhead is today's low 60, the gap here at 52.5, and then we have a support level here, but the 50-day moving average is all the way down at 42. So that's 26 points from, so yeah, of course it's extended and way above the 50-day. I would pay attention to that. The 200-day is ridiculous. What did you say was that, like 30 or something?
No, we're at 28, 30, yeah.
Yeah, it's like the stock is three times its 200-day moving average.
Yeah, I was just thinking if sometimes a combination of looking at a technical picture that's showing you that it might be rolling over and having the 200-day very low could be a nice combination that you might be onto something as far as a correction is concerned. If you can combine it with a formation that looks like it's rolling over.
And this is not a rollover formation yet, not with today's reversal. See, the other thing is if the reversal came with big volume, I mean with low volume, I'd be skeptical. That's damn good volume, 5.8 million shares on an update. So for me, wouldn't be surprised to see this go to 80 right here, maybe low to mid 80s before it's over. Just keep your stops under 60 and you're safe on that one.
Yeah. I don't know exactly what drove the stock, but obviously it had something to do with some kind of a drug that's either close to being approved or approved, right?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. This next one's in the same idea, biotech here. It's Clovis Oncology. And
I have a lot to say on this one.
Yeah. Enormous volume today, right?
Not as much as yesterday.
Oh, okay.
If you look at yesterday's volume, was 39.6 million. It traded 25.8 today. But more importantly, I've been a fan of Clovis for a long time. We made a lot of money in here. We had a perfect five-wave advance. We sold it up in that range. I told everybody, don't touch this stock. It doesn't look like it's doing what it needs to do. Now, when it came down to under $3 and had this one day, see that one day there? Mm-hmm. That's what we call a high volume zone, where a stock spikes up, it doesn't get a follow through, pulls back, extends the base and fortifies it. There's your breakaway gap. There's the big volume you're looking for. When the stock popped and did that and then started to move, I put a swing trade on for the tech traders 2 weeks ago at 660 with targets at 9 and 12. And then I raised it to 15 and then I raised it to 17. And when it hit 17 yesterday, I told everybody bail because this stock has gone too far too fast. Anytime a stock goes from 297 to 1737 in 3 weeks or a month, whatever it is, it's just extended. It was so overdue for a pullback, but it was a disaster today. Look where this thing closed on a 1 minute chart. At the low for the day going away, 1147, down 476, a 29% loss on that kind of volume. Something is wrong. So either everybody just cash in all at once or there's something wrong there. The bottom line is you can draw a line on the parallel channel. It's a 1, 2, 3, 4. And then bottom line is that you have a very strong move down that could initiate a new downtrend. Be very careful with this one.
Any backstory on it at all? I mean, 32 down to 4, up to 17, back to 11.
Well, the story on this one is that there was a very big move up in it. Obviously, it went like 500%. You know, right. You go 3 to 17, it's like 500% in a month.
Right.
You don't need a reason. See, that's the thing that kills me. People are always saying, "Well, what's the news? Why is this thing down?" It's down because there's more sellers than buyers. Simple as that. Now, it also was going up on rumors of a takeover. That's been unsubstantiated. And I think that they finally just cashed in today because they saw that stock is way extended. Don't forget, the market came down hard this morning. And I think there's a lot of stocks that were up, momentum stocks that got hurt. This is one of them.
I see. All right. This next one is going to be important for people to keep an eye on because it's in the semiconductor sector, which obviously has been one of the big leaders on this move above 3,100. And today and yesterday, it had a little bit of a rollover look. But what does it look like to you right now?
What stock?
NVIDIA. NVDA.
I love that company.
Mm-hmm.
Just to let you know, see that one volume bar back in 2016 there mm-hmm. with the breakaway gap?
Yep.
I put a swing trade on it and I never took it off until it reached 265. I put a sell. It's one of those things that just pops and keeps going, flagging, wedging all the way up. Anyway, now after a disastrous fourth quarter drop last year that saw it go from 292 down to 120 and then forming a base and breaking out, it then retested and retested again, finally broke out there. My problem is the semiconductor index in itself had gotten to a new high and broke its trend line with a breakaway gap to the downside today. I'm very skeptical about this market. I think we go lower, at least short term. I don't know how many days. It may just come down in that zone and then blow it through a year-end rally. But it's already December 3rd. And if it's going to come down, we better come down quickly and reverse this thing or we're going to get a year-end rally. In terms of NVIDIA itself, you can see that reversal off the lows today. And the key NVIDIA for me is if you're in it, 197.80 is support. The 50-day moving average is 197.77. So no-brainer, stop under 197. Because then this stock could come down to 187 and 170 or lower. You just don't know once they break the trend how far down they're going to go. So I'm not a look at the down volume pick up as the stock goes down. The volume's been picking up. That's very bearish. And by the way, today's action for me was mm-hmm. a trend break and a kiss back. A kiss back can be very negative if it doesn't follow through to the upside. So if this starts to come down tomorrow, it takes out this double bottom over here.
Right acceleration.
There, yeah, it could really start to accelerate lower.
Well, this next one's in software, and I think it had a pretty wild ride today. I guess you'd have to be somewhat impressed by the rebound. It went all the way down to 136 in the low and closed up at 150. So they smacked this thing very hard. This is called Coupa, C-O-U-P-A. C-O-U-P is the symbol. And they were hitting it hard. And then the next thing you knew, it came back up and had a green number on the day, albeit a small one. But what do you see here?
That's interesting you say that. My brother-in-law, who's an expert trader, always used to call it the power of the penny, meaning that if a stock is down and it rallies and closes up even a penny, it's a significant technical event. The fact that it left a tail like that is very impressive. But it also tells me something else. Why not put a stop right there? That's a long way from here. Let's go intraday because I want to show you something. Intraday, when this stock was, this is for the last couple of days, 15-minute chart. That's the breakdown. That was a sell there. Nobody knew it was going to go down there and bounce there. Everybody thought down there and down there, and it still might do that. Okay, at this point, anytime you get a V bottom with a right-handed extension and you break through a pattern like that, it's very bullish. If I'm trading this stock now, I'm putting a stop right there under 143. If this stock goes under 143, it could get crushed down to 132 or less. But I like, and there's a triple top up there. So it's going to have to prove to me it can get through 156 and get going. And you need to have volume. On a 1 minute chart, which is even more revealing, you'll see the intraday rising trend off the low. And it augurs well for the stock to continue. But then you can go right there and say, you know what? That's my stopping point. If the trend's going to continue, go with it. Under 146, it could come down to 143 or a lot worse. So what I would do personally is I stop half under 145 and three quarters, 146. I'll stop the rest under 143. And then I'm out at an average of 145-ish, even if the stock goes down. But if it gets into this zone of support and you're stopped at a half and then goes back up, at least you still have half your position and you can always add back. But for now, the overall look of this chart is a very toppy pattern.
Mm-hmm. The volume today was about twice, more than twice normal for a 50-day average.
Very bullish.
Yeah, is that very bullish when it comes back like that on big volume like that?
Very bullish. And now I'm also seeing something else. This overall structure of this pattern is a large wedge type pattern. So sometimes when a stock looks like a head and shoulders or a topping pattern, it's nothing more than a consolidation, an onward and upward. If that is the case, your target's 190.
Yeah, because it had a very big snapback on very good volumes. That's interesting. This one's been in the news here. This next guy, this is CVS. It's traded down today, like everything. everything else did. But recently it's had a big run.
You're talking about the drugstore chain?
Yeah, CVS, the drug retailer.
Yeah, okay. Again, I look for certain patterns. Waves down, bases, breakouts. Here's where the stock was bullish to me when it broke out and retested. The breakout point right there and held it and moved up and then came down and created a nut rising channel near the 50. The real buy on this stock for me on a short-term basis is when it broke out right there at about 63. And within 1 month, it was 77. Now, is it extended? Yeah. It's gone from 53 to 77. Is it near resistance? It is. Can it get through here? Well, right now you got a triple top and another one up here in that 81, 83 zone. Today was a nasty day, but it also reversed. I'll have to say on this one, it's a very tough call because it's still in an uptrend. And you don't want to anticipate a breakdown, but you also want to protect yourself. So I would say that below today's low, like in the case of many stocks, if today's low are taken out on a lot of these stocks, are likely to come down for 3 to 5 days more, in my opinion. On the 73.5, I'm stopping CVS with a tight stop. Hopefully, this reversal continues upward. It takes out 77.5, and then you're looking at a run to the top of the channel, perhaps, something like this, 80. So my resistance is 77, the target's 80, 81, something like that.
All right, the next guy up is Verizon. Everyone's talking to 5G and everything else, so it's at 60. Had a green number today, so it has hung in there very well on a dodgy tape today. What are you thinking here? Obviously a big dividend player at 4.09 on the yield.
Well, let me tell you how much I care about that.
Well, that's why people look at it. You know?
Right, I know. Well, I'm going to go back a bit. The long, long, long-term chart shows me the following. The stock has been an uptrend for 9 years. The parallel channel top says that if this extends, it's got to deal with this. There's a peak there. There's a couple peaks right in here. One of the reasons why it's stalling in here, in my opinion, is all the action that took place back up here in 2000, but yep. It's a long time ago. This is what I would call an ascending bull wedge. And when I see a pattern like that, look at the triple top. You get through this level, you can buy it blindfolded. In my opinion, over 61.5, this is shot at 70 with a mid-channel target around 65. So I would say this is bullish. Short-term support, 58, 58 and a quarter. I think 100% stop. For me, I would stop half my position under 54, and I stop the rest of it tightly under 52.5. That's key support for the stock. I don't want the channel, though, rising channel bottom to break. So I'm more likely to put my stop right around 57, 7.5.
Yeah.
And then the rest of it at 54.5. That's how I trade.
Give it some room, but not too much.
Exactly.
This next guy up is CRWD.
CrowdStrike. Oh, WD. Yep. Well, there's only one thing to like about this chart. Basically, I call this a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 wave decline with a base. Broke out. It retested. Easy stop. Easy. That's the key support line right there. Going back a couple months, you cannot let the stock go below 52.5. If you're in it, that's where your stop is. If you want to add to it, and by the way, my philosophy has always been never average down, always average up. If you average up, that's where your big winners happen. Yeah. You know, I bought a stock at 11 once, more at 27, 37, 50, 75, and even 100 before selling it at 120. That's the way you buy a stock. You buy, and anyone who buys down or sells down or averages down, you can be in a stock for years. Believe me, it's painful.
General Electric.
There you go. Perfect example. Anyway, so in this case, I'm a much more aggressive buy. And by the way, the good part is it broke the downtrend. It got up to the 50-day and backed off. And you can see with the 50-day and the 21-day, when they start to cross over, that's bullish. For me, this is a bullish setup. I'm much more inclined to buy over 60. Okay. So above 60 to play it safe. This stock might make a move towards 70, 72. And some resistance at about 64. Easy stop, though. This pattern either works or it doesn't. And if it doesn't work, you're stopping it out under 52.5.
How about PRVB, which is Provention.
I know it well. Yeah, when this stock popped and pulled back, I put a swing on it. It didn't work. It was stopped out there. That prevented a big loss. It went from 10 down to 5 and change. Folks, if you're trading, I encourage everybody in my site, if you come in, you'll note that every trade I give you price targets. I tell you where support resistance is and where to stop it. So I implore you, in this volatile market, do not trade without stops. I know some of you are longer-term traders, but even long-term. And I don't mean mental stops. I'm talking about a hard stop period, because mental stops, you'll challenge yourself and you'll start thinking and rationalizing why you shouldn't sell something. On PRVB, I liked it a lot there. There was some major drug news. this back in June. It didn't do anything for 6 months. Here's where it broke out. That bar, volume picked up. It pulled back and retested the breakout point right there and started moving up. I like this look. The volume could be better. The technicals could be a little bit better. The overall structure still looks like a rising channel if you draw it back like that. It may need to pull back a little, but my target's 12.5-13 on this one.
How about if we looked at a couple of broad-based indexes and then we move into your stuff? The sure. First one being buy, SPY. Do we see anything...
What did you say? SCY?
Yeah, that's spiders.
Oh, SPY.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, take a look. Does that look like a breakdown today or does it not?
Looks like a little bit. Yeah.
Now, here's the other key. Everybody looks at, oh, it rallied back. Guess what? That's a bear trap. If this stock doesn't rally strongly, if the market doesn't rally strongly tomorrow, if it opens lower, if it takes out the low, you can pretty much guarantee that this is going to test that level right there. 303.
Which is essentially like where we bowed and had all those high points before.
Those highs, this little pullback area, and the 50 period moving average.
Yeah, good convergence of all, a couple right. of so important numbers.
Exactly. When you converge support levels, that's where usually a stock or an index is attracted to. This is bad. When you have a run up like that, a V bottom with a right hand extension, a breakaway gap, a strong run up for about 6-8 weeks, and then you have a breakdown like that through the 21-day moving average, and it closes, yeah, that's bad. I'd be shocked if the market gapped up and ran tomorrow. It looks to me like a breakdown. We'll find out.
How about TLT?
Well, here's the good part. I view this as a 1-2-3. That's a three-wave corrective pullback falling channel. More importantly, that's the trend line. It's right there, and it bounced off it nicely. So you look at it short term now, I would say because that gap and these highs in here and the declining tops line, yeah, it's right at a point of a breakout, and it could explode with targets at 146 near here, and then the double top at 149-ish. So how does it look? Today was a good day for it. And I want to show you something else. You know what that's called?
No. Oh, Island Key Reversal?
Island Reversal. And when you get a big, big volume down day, gap down, and then the next day gap up, that's very bullish. When you get Island Reversal, similar to what we had in here, look what followed.
I thought it was pretty impressive today, that's for sure.
Yeah, and it closed near the upper end of the range. And yeah. And I wouldn't be shocked to see it make a move at 144 and then 147, something like that.
How about the VXX? That spiked big time as well today.
Well, this is what the TVIX, look, I'm a big proponent of trading on a day trade only for hedges, UVXY and TVIX. The problem with the TVIX is it just reversed 1-for-10. So I traded the UVXY today. Take a look at this chart. I want to show you something. Look at the volume on it today. 40 million shares. One of the biggest volumes in history. So that 41 million was the biggest right there. It tells me that we may get a 4 or 5 day run up here. It gets it up into that range, maybe 21, 22 zone. You could see that. You might even see a challenge of the declining tops line. Oh, same place. So that zone is resistance. That's the target for UVXY. I don't like carrying this stuff overnight. I day trade it every day or when I think the market is dangerous. This morning, I put a buy on it right there. It ran up dramatically. We got a nice trade for some of our traders. And then I was anticipating a breakout and we got one, but no follow through and it backed off. So it's going to be interesting to see what the market is going forward.
Yeah, if this thing goes to the higher numbers, it corresponds with a further correction in stock.
Yeah, the VIX itself, the VIX index, mm-hmm. Take a look at this. Look at that spike up.
Yeah.
We got to a point down here at 11, which historically has been a level where market tops come in. So I'm not surprised to see the spike up. The question is, will it go up into the 20s or 30s, or will it go up to the high teens, low 20s, and then fade back again?
Right.
But the bottom line is, coming off the lows with a spike like that, here, there, it followed through. Here, it followed through a little bit. But there's been days when it really went ramp up into that 25 to 30 zone. It's going to be interesting. If that does that, you'll see the ultra shorts with UVXY, TVIX ramping up some more.
And in the room, do you go over things like this?
All day.
And people share their inquiries?
Well, take a look here. Yeah. This is my trading room where you can ask a question, make a post, or I post some information on things. Or lots of people here. This guy's holding UVXY calls into the close. And, I'm always constantly online, constantly posting information, or some of my associates are. I am always posting percent gain leaders, things like that list right there. But it's a cool place to be. So I welcome everybody, or I suggest everybody take a 2-week trip into my room. I think you'd be shocked. I'd be shocked if you didn't sign up after seeing how much money you can make.
Yeah, definitely. With regards to right now, can we go over some of the stocks that you're willing to share with the audience?
Yep, sure. There's certain stocks that I like to look at that have certain trends. I'm going to go over the the last 10 swing trades that I put out. One today was a little company called V-Ray. I was so impressed with the fundamentals, even though I don't pay attention to them. I thought, I'm going to buy the first pullback. Look at this breakaway gap. 20 million shares. The biggest update the stock has ever had in terms of volume. It's awfully volatile. It may not work. But the bottom line is, if it holds that line, that zone in there without too much of a breakdown, I think we're going to see 5.75, 6.5, and 8. Two major companies made 8 to 10% investments in the company today. Another one, EIDX. A lot of these are biotech. Look at this chart. What's not to like? I've been watching the breakout above the double top here and then the flag. When it broke the flag today, I put a swing on. I think it goes to the 67, to 75, and 80. Another one I like is DGII. Look at this flag, or falling wedge, whatever you want to call it. When I see a stock pop a big volume like this and pull back and the volume recedes, I'm usually interested. Today, DGII popped only 2%, but it looks like it may have reversed. My targets at 20 and 22. Take a look at the long-term chart. 15-year base it's breaking out of. A low price puppy, IMGN, Immunogen, having gone from 12, 13 range all the way down to $1.75, formed the base, broke out, formed the wedge, popped the wedge, and backed off. I told everybody, I still think this is a buy here for a move up towards 5.75. First 4.5 and 5.75.
That stock was one of my big success stories of life. I bought it at $1.98 in the late 90s, and it went to 44. But another classic case of using your stops like you're talking about. Thank God I got stopped out because it ended up going right back down again.
Now, one of your listeners, one of the people here asked me about PRVB. It happens to be a current swing trade. I put it on November 26th at 10:35. So November 26th, just recently, right there when it popped out. Hasn't done much since. But I'm looking at this as a turnaround, and if it gets through that zone, my targets are 13 and 16.
You're finding a lot of volatility, a lot of activity in the biotech sector, huh?
Oh, incredible. Look at CCXI, for example. Closes one day at 8 and change. The next day it's 38. A massive positive drug news. It pulls back and it's forming a flag. Now, I don't like gaps to be taken, moved into. Not until I see a bigger move upward. You can. The bigger the gap, the less likely it is to be filled. That's my opinion. So 26 and 75 is a stopping point for me. And two out of three times this works and they move higher. 38, 45, 50, all targets for this stock. We'll see if it works or not.
It almost looks like it got a buyout offer at a certain price and it gets stuck there for a while.
Nope, that's not the case. Yeah. KERN is another volatile stock. What a day it had today. I put a swing on it. Let's see, when was this? At 7:05, November 26th. Looking at it on an hourly chart, you can see it better. It popped right there and pulled back, and I went at 7:05. I put a swing on it. It's already met my target within a couple days. And today, up against key resistance, you take a look at the daily chart, you get above here, this stock could be in the high teens, low 20s. I don't know what's going on there, and I don't care. Technically, it's spectacular.
ZY. Is there anything you're looking at on a scanner, a stock scanner, that brings these stocks to the forefront for you?
Nope. See, I have a list in front of me of almost 1,300 stocks. When something pops in my universe, I'm interested. But I have several hundred people online with me. They're always noticing when stocks are popping and they're bringing it to my attention. So I'll then look at the chart. I'll look at the support resistance, the patterns, and I'll make a determination if it's number one, a day trade, and number two, a possible swing trade. Sometimes I'll put out both a day and a swing at the same time. On Zixi, there was a swing trade there that worked temporarily and then it faded. It held support for 3 months, popped again and pulled back. Today was a beautiful reversal day. I think it's going back up to 12:13. Believe it or not, U.S. Steel is on my list. It did not have a good day today. But after a big drop from 48 down to 10, it formed a base and broke out. See the big volume here? No follow through. It's by backing and filling in this zone. I just need it to hold 12:50 and then get to 14. It does that. The VC 15, 16, 17, 18. Myovant, very successful trade. As another one of those examples, when I see a biotech stock that pops, I look for the first pullback and see how well it does. But look at this one. Pulled back to 12:28, ramped up to 19:58, 7 points in a week. I just raised my targets to 25 on this one. And CGC, with a big pop and a pullback, you can see the pop, three-day explosive move and big volume and a pullback. I like this right-hand extended V. Today was a nice reversal day. I need a follow-through. My targets are 21.5, 22, 25, and then back to 29. My favorite pattern, a V bottom with a right-hand extended on low volume.
And works. The pop stocks got out of favor, so now the value is there.
Yep. And a couple others. And then that'll be it for, and I'll take some questions if you like. Again, I like stocks that have V-bottoms and right-handed extensions. In my opinion, Invitae, which bottomed at 14.35 and ran back up to 20 and change, 7 points, pulled back to 18, is now going 7 points to at least 23, maybe 25, 27. I like that reversal. Look at the moving averages reversing and crossing over right where the stock bottomed today. Here's one of my favorites, WRTC. Fantastic pop. This is a company that we did very well there. I think the stock's gone substantially higher. And the fundamental story is fantastic, but you can see the chart pattern. Today's volume is the biggest in a few months, and I think it moves to 6, 7.5, maybe as high as 8 or 9. Are there any questions?
A lot of the defense contractors have had a pretty big run, like Raytheon, et cetera.
Well, this one is more, this is not a defense contractor. You won't believe what they do. It's called Wrap Technologies. And the reason is they have a taser-like device, only okay. it's more like a Spider-Man device. It shoots out a net that envelops the perpetrator without harming them and disables them so they can't move. And the LA Police Department today announced that they're training their entire police force on the use of that. So this is just not beginning. You're going to start seeing police force all over the country.
Rid of the mistaken shootings and stuff, yeah.
And not only that, but, you know, people, lawsuits over injuries and deaths.
Right. And a lot of these times they really just need to succumb the guy a little bit rather than eliminate him.
Right.
Oh, we got a couple of requests from the audience with the last few minutes here, if you guys want to take these.
Yep.
Well, W-E-L-L.
Huh. Sell it.
This is a read, yeah.
Sell it.
It's a little bit like the utility. You know, this was a group that had a big year, and now with the risk on type activities, maybe they've lost some of their luster. Huh?
Well, here's the bottom line. It doesn't take a rocket science to see the major uptrend for the last year and a half of the stock. See it? It broke the channel. It did it with a gap. Volume was pretty heavy. It rallied back, could not get through resistance. It still hasn't been able to. I would short this stock. How's that? I'm putting this in my short list right now. I like the way it looks, for sure. I think it goes down into the 75 and 70 range. I may be wrong. And it's an easy stop because you stop it above here. Above 86.5, 7, I would be stopping it. But I don't think it gets above that. I think it's going to have a difficult time getting through there. And if you take a measured move from the high of 93 down to 82, 11 points off of here, my next target is 75, right there.
All those people who bought in, if they want to get out, that's what happens, right?
Yep.
And how about AT&T?
Paul Singer. Huh?
Well, I would be careful on this too. 1, 2, 3, 4 lows. You realize if it breaks 37.25, it may be all over. When I say all over, this uptrend, which was rather nice, this may be an overshoot. Here's the bottom line. If the market comes down, I think the telephone drops under 36, maybe down towards 33, 34. It's not a big beta stock. It's not going to have that big a drop. But anytime you get a spike down and you form this pattern, this is a bear flag, a bear wedge, whatever you want to call it. It's a continuation pattern from the prior move. This move down there, if not down there. Where's the stop?
There's a lot of enthusiasm. They were talking $60 on the stock. They want to get it up there. And so that got a lot of buying to come in. And then if that buying becomes disappointed, you can roll over.
Yeah, this some big key resistance at 39.95 and then 43 if you want targets. But for me, I would avoid this stock until I see it rectify the pattern, meaning once this occurs, 2-to-1 odds that that pattern is a continuation pattern downward. Now, if it doesn't break that support and moves back up again, that was the key support level that it held. But if it breaks that, a left shoulder head, right shoulder is formed and might be a topping pattern.
Well, one thing's for sure is that people can get a lot of value by getting into the trading room and starting to listen to you on a consistent basis, because obviously you bring an awful lot to the table, Harry.
Thank you.
So at this point, is it just a way of reminding people again how to join up on the trading room, and also anything else you'd like to offer out right now?
Yeah, we do have another offer. Kind of interesting. If you come in, put your first, last name in and your email address, just choose a password. We'll set up a way that you can get into the room and listen every day and even post if you want. Try it for free for 15 days. We're not even going to ask you for a credit card. Just come on in. If you choose not to come in, you'll still... if you request it, you'll receive a free 2-DVD set of day trading and swing trading by yours truly. That's an offer that we're having for today only.
That sounds excellent to me. And again, you know, Harry brings his entire experience and all his technical tools into the trading room. So definitely you should check it out and become aware of what he's got going. And like Harry says, you might catch some good winners in there that'll more than pay for whatever a further subscription would be. So very much a lot of information today, Harry. I learned a lot. I'm sure everybody else did as well. And I look forward to hopefully hearing that you've had a good turnout at the trading rooms as well.
Okay,
so I'm going to be turning for I'm Jim Kenny, and I'm going to be turning it now over to David. As far as myself is concerned, I do have a weekly market update that you can get by simply letting us know at optionprofessor@gmail.com. And now we're turning it over to David, who'll let us know what's next.
Did you have one more thing you wanted to say, Harry?
No, I just wanted to say that the bottom line is that my trading room has set so many accomplished traders that are professional traders, and it's a great place to learn. And if you're a newbie or somebody who's new to trading, it's also a great place to be, because some of these longtime traders love to take people under their wings and mentor them. So, and I found that it's such a safe place to trade. It's a fun place to be. We make money, we have fun, we make friends. We have quite a bit of camaraderie in the site. So I invite everybody to take a quick trip of 2 weeks for free and see what it's about.
All right. Sounds great. Yeah, it sounds like a good room. So hope everyone checks that out. And thank you both for a great discussion today. Lots of good information we covered. So just a quick reminder for everyone, be sure to subscribe to Timing Research on YouTube and your favorite podcast network. And you can also go to timingresearch.com to get access to the archive of this event as soon as I can get it posted, or any of the past shows are also available there. And I just want to thank my guests again for today, Harry Boxer of thetechtrader.com and Jim Kenny of optionprofessor.com. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. And thank you, Harry.
You're welcome. Look forward to seeing you guys again, or calling me anytime.
Thanks, Harry.
Bye-bye.